This is Akashvani, Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chukwu. President Draupadi Murmu today appointed new governors in Haryana and Goa and new lieutenant governor in Ladakh. Former Civil Aviation Minister Pusapati Asok Gajapati Raju has been appointed as governor of Goa, while Professor Ashim Kumar Ghosh will be the governor of Haryana. Kavinder Gupta has been appointed as lieutenant governor of Ladakh. The president also accepted the resignation of Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh, Brigadier Retired Dr. B. D. Mishra. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has underlined the importance of open exchange of views and perspectives between India and China amid the complex international situation. Dr. Jaishankar held a meeting with Vice President of China, Han Zheng, in Beijing today. He highlighted that continued normalization of ties between the two countries can produce mutually beneficial outcomes. The minister also expressed confidence that his discussions in this visit will maintain that positive trajectory. He is on a two-day visit to China to attend the SCO Foreign Ministers meeting in Tianjin City tomorrow. Chandrayaan-3, a historic achievement of India's science and determination, has completed 2 years today. The primary objective of this mission was to place a lander and rover in the highlands near the moon's south pole and to demonstrate end-to-end landing and roving capabilities. On this day in 2023, LVM-3M4 rocket, developed by Indian Space Research Organization, successfully launched Chandrayaan-3 into orbit. The return journey of Indian astronaut group captain Subhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of the Ahyom-4 mission began today. SpaceX, in a social media post, confirmed that Dragon, the crew capsule, has separated from the International Space Station. It added that Dragon will re-enter the Earth's atmosphere and splash down in around 22.5 hours off the coast of California tomorrow. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak retired, joined over 100 children from the Oju Welfare Association mission and Raj Bhavan families for a special screening of the film Sitare Zameen Par in Itanagar today. The event was a maiden effort to create a shared cultural experience for children from diverse and often challenging backgrounds, including orphans and children who have endured difficult circumstances. The initiative was part of Raj Bhavan's continued outreach to connect with and uplift the lives of children in need, reinforcing a message of hope, equality and care. The Press Information Bureau Itanagar today organized a Vartalap on the theme Role of Media in Tackling Misinformation and Disinformation. The interactive session brought together key stakeholders from the media, government and civil society to deliberate on the growing challenges posed by fake news and misleading content and to explore collective solutions. On the occasion, a report on the 2024 media workshop organized under the Vartalap initiative was also released. Deputy Commissioner Papumpare Visakha Yadav today convened a crucial review meeting for the District Water and Sanitation Mission in Papumpare. The review meeting aimed to assess the project the progress and implementation strategy for the Jal Jeevan Mission 2025, focusing on the left out and emerging rural households. As per the preliminary report submitted by the executive engineers of UPIA, Sagali, Naharlagan and Itanagar divisions, a total of 219 habitations have been identified as left out under the JJM framework. The District Disaster Management Authority, Papumpare, in collaboration with the National Disaster Management Authority, New Delhi, will be conducting the first of its kind multi-hazard mock exercise at the Pare Hydropower Station in NIPCO on Wednesday. The exercise is designed to assess preparedness and enhance coordination among key stakeholders during multi-hazard disaster scenarios. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.